This is a podcast with Vanessa Hola and Jackie Murphy, and today we'll be discussing Death of a Salesman and My Octopus Teacher.
So we're just going to start it off right now just by talking about Willie. So Willie really tends to ruminate on his life and just kind of what happens in it. And Craig Foster, the man in the movie My Octopus Teacher, he also does this by putting all of his attention on this octopus that he has created such a bond with.
I agree. Yeah, he's really like learned from especially his experiences with the octopus, because he goes every single day to the reef for almost a year, and he really internalizes the philosophies that the octopus showing him by being part of the environment and really being involved and just being curious and having an open mind, because then he's open to having this friendship with an octopus that really is, it's a very intelligent creature that understands him and is also curious about him.
Yeah, I really, really agree with that. Tying that back to Death of a Salesman, so Linda's philosophy really ties in with this, saying, like, she's all saying, life's a casting off and not everything is in our control, to kind of like confront Willie's unhealthy development of his philosophies of like thinking that he's not good enough all the time and like thinking that this whole world is against him. But she doesn't really see like the true damage of his philosophies, and Willie puts his pride in front of his safety, and so like his depression, like just like the way that he thinks, just makes him really lose control of like his car and the way that he like talks to his sons and his family and everything. And it's honestly really sad to see.
I agree. And you can also see with like at the beginning of the documentary where Craig Foster, he's very unsure of not only his work himself and what he has to really pass on to his son. And with Willie, you don't really see that internal struggle of what in my life is important that I can really pass on to my loved ones. So Craig Foster really, he has such a like tremendous like development in his philosophies throughout this documentary, that we really see the opposite happen to Willie, where he has a downward spiral at the end, which leads to his very sad death in the end.
Yes, I completely see that. So I feel like Foster from the movie, he feels like everything, you know, like takes time, like the relationship with the octopus and just like becoming one with the sea and like, you know, like interpreting it as he wants. And so like that just really contrasts with Willie's like absolutely no effort. You know, he does not put any time into like waiting for things to really come for his benefit. Like he really thinks that it's just like, again, like the whole world's fault for being in the situation that he's in. And like Foster really goes out and like really seizes those adventures and connections, and Willie just doesn't. Like he like waits for things to happen to him, and he's just really sheltered. So like Foster, he's like, oh, like, you know, let's like go on this adventure. Willie, no, he's really sheltered, and he doesn't really like see himself in connections, and he just kind of is like, you know, like this is my life, I'm kind of alone. And Foster just really has that really deep connection with that octopus, but Willie Loman, he doesn't have anyone that he can really rely on. You know, like he knows that Linda's really there for him, but he's never actually had that same connection that Foster did with that octopus.
Definitely. And I also think that's part of like Linda's responsibility as well, where her philosophy of life is a casting off, it meets a line where she doesn't know whether to cross it to put Willie's mental health before his pride, or to really value his pride. And we see that difference with Craig Foster, because when it comes to the shark that attacks the octopus, he's very conflicted whether because he learns that he can't interfere with nature, but he understands that it's humans' job to protect and preserve nature. And not only that, but to see all animals as equal, which is why he never helps the octopus when it comes with survival, because that's how nature is. It shouldn't be interfered with by humans. While Linda, she doesn't really know when to offer Willy help. She doesn't know that, like, what Willy really needs is therapy and, like, a professional who can really just discuss these things with him, because without that, he's in a lot more danger than he would be without her really, like, taking responsibility and discussing those things with him.
Yeah, I really just feel like those philosophies in both the movie and the book, they just kind of, like, radiate the fact that things will happen in your life that you can't do anything about. Like, there's only a certain extent to, like, the power which you hold, and it kind of just disproves other philosophies of the fact that everything is in your control. So something that I also saw in both My Octopus Teacher and Death of the Salesman is that both of them kind of have, like, an underlying philosophy of Marxism. So Marxism entails that life has become, like, too full of superficial objects and way of life. Willy Loman believes in this because he's just as subject to failure as many others, and he's mentioned a few times that, like, they were making this town of his into something that he really just didn't like. Like, he likes a simple life. He really feels that he can't succeed in this new world where salesmen are young and more successful. Like, he really just referenced himself to, like a old man who, like, can't get any sales, and he was really sad about it, so he had to go to, like, a certain extent that just was not good for him or his family. But similarly, Foster radiates Marxism because, like, of the fact that he overlooks that modern world and, like, all of the superficialness in it, and he focuses on the wonders of the sea world, and he creates a relationship with it and with the octopus. And I feel like this is just so much different from, like, what life normally is, because everyone these days, they just, like, are all obsessed about things that don't even really matter. But Foster really found a way to, like, connect with nature where a lot of other people can't.
Yeah, and I never really thought that, like that with Willy and Linda, that, like, the help comes from, like, both sides, where Willy really had to be accepting of help and really put his pride aside in order to accept that help. And with Linda, she had to really conquer her fear, and that Willy's pride would be damaged and that he would be destroyed as a person. And they really just had to really embody more of the philosophies that Craig and the octopus have, where the octopus is very scared at first because who knows whether Craig Foster is, like, a predator that could kill her. But in the end, like, she really took that, like, step of leap of faith in, like, trusting him and Craig Foster and learning from her. So I think there's a very big contrast with those two relationships.
I completely agree. All right, that is all for our podcast. Thank you so much for listening.